This spring, state lawmakers passed a series of bills designed to combat homelessness. They include sweeping changes to housing policy affecting every corner of the state. Those laws are now weeks away from going into effect on July 28th. KNKX's Will Janes joins me live in the studio to talk through some of those changes and how people are preparing. Will, let's start with some of the policies affecting landlords and tenants.
There are a couple. In fact, the Rental Housing Association, one of the lobbying groups for landlords, had a training workshop in Tacoma recently. And the association says it was pretty full. So there's a lot of interest among landlords about what's about to change in July and how to comply with these new laws. The big one is eviction reform. So right now, if you don't pay your rent, your landlord can give you a 3-day pay or vacate notice. That means you have 3 days to pay your overdue rent or eviction proceedings begin. In about a month, that changes to a 2-week pay or vacate notice. So that's quite a bit more time for a tenant to scrape together the money to avoid the eviction process. One thing to watch is whether landlords get a little bit more aggressive about giving these notices out, because now the process takes longer, so a landlord might be a little less willing to give leeway or a grace period to someone who's late on rent. But housing advocates point out a 2-week grace period is longer than any landlord would be likely to give anyway. So they're calling this a big victory for tenants. And we know eviction's one driver of homelessness, so that might help with that as well.
So what about the new policy extending the notice period for rent increases and other changes? How are landlords responding?
Right. So one new law requires landlords to give 60 days notice for any rent increase in Washington state. So that gives tenants more time to get ready for a rent increase or even move if they want to. Landlords don't seem too concerned about that. There's another law giving 120 days notice if tenants are going to be displaced by a renovation or demolition. So these are these big projects that can displace dozens of tenants at a time. We've seen it happen in Tacoma and elsewhere. You know, right now the notice is 20 days. And we have seen in recent months landlords giving these notices out to tenants. One building in Olympia, for example, was recently displaced. So there's some concern by advocates that landlords are rushing to start these projects before this new notice requirement begins.
Well, that's really interesting. We've heard your reporting on those notices that have been given out before renovations or demolitions begin. There are also new laws affecting cities and counties.
Yeah, that's how the legislature really tackled homelessness this year, was as a housing supply problem that they could kind of build their way out of. So one law basically rewards cities for passing zoning changes that allow more apartment buildings near transit, more triplexes and duplexes in single-family neighborhoods, things of that sort. Another new law that there's a little bit more interest in right now allows cities and counties to hold on to a portion of the state sales tax that they can use to build affordable housing. And it seems like cities and counties are, you know, scrambling to opt into that a little more quickly because there's a shorter deadline. They only have about 6 months to opt in, and it's free money.
Well, all of these laws are designed to address homelessness, which has been a huge issue in Washington. When will we know whether these policies had any effect?
Yeah, so the strategy seems to be to build housing to alleviate a housing shortage. That seems to be the legislature's strategy to combat homelessness. And what we know is that housing takes a really long time to build. So it might be years before we see the effects of these laws. In the meantime, the immediate crisis of having thousands of unsheltered people statewide will probably fall to cities and counties to handle for the time being.
All right, Will, thanks so much.
Thank you, Kirsten.
KNKX reporter Will Janes joining us live this morning. We look at legislative issues every week at this time on 88.5's Morning Edition.